Anybody know a good copyright lawyer? I've been giving the speech that Dave and John and Sam just gave for the last 6 months. My marching orders are to keep my remarks within 5 minutes and not be repetitive. Now, how the heck am I going to do that? This is ridiculous. John and Dave are from Concordia, and a great man came from Concordia, Frank Carlson, my first boss in Washington. Only man to service in Kansas as a member of Congress and a senator, and also as governor, with the exception of Sam Brownback, who has just achieved the same notable achievement. So I think both obviously started off in agriculture. Carlson is a farmer. The story is that some people came out. He was on the tractor, obviously a John Deere. And they said, we need somebody to run for Congress. And he said, well, not me. And so they drafted him, ran for Congress, and that was the end of that. Well, he was a Secretary of Agriculture. And prior to that, he was an attorney, but we won't mention that. I've got a speech here from staff that pretty well says what all three of these guys have said. And I'm going to add a little twist to it. I was in North Korea as part of the first delegation allowed into North Korea, into Pyongyang with Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska. And so one of the things I wanted to do, at least in the time that we had, was to visit a farmer cooperative. It was cold. We were standing out there with big overcoats. There wasn't any arable thing that I saw that could be produced. There was no crop, nothing, just a very short and challenged young commissar lady lecturing us on Kim Il-sung. He was the great leader, version of agriculture. Then I looked out in the field, and by golly, there was a John Deere tractor. And I don't know what year it was. It had to be in the late 30s. But it had a camouflage net on it. And I wondered, what in the heck is that all about, until we got into the main city for the talks that we were having. And every person in North Korea had a camouflage net on themselves because their government said with our official visit there was liable to be an invasion to follow right afterwards. Talk about propaganda. But I just want you to know that whoever... I don't know who was the salesperson that sold that John Deere tractor in the middle of North Korea, but he sure had some guts and some ambition, I will tell you that. I have a John Deere tractor, one of the old-timers, in my office in Wichita. I regret to inform you that it is painted purple. You can sort of get the idea of what university that I came from. By the way, I would like to pay homage to Rosa and the Olathe Northwest High School Jazz Band. Have they left? No, they haven't left. They were playing the jazz as you came in, and immediately following, they will play an ensemble, first Home on the Range, then the United States Marine Corps hymn, and lastly, the K-State fight song. So at any rate, now, Kevin, you can do rock chalk after I sit down. I'm going to ignore my prepared remarks, which is probably a good thing. All three speakers have told you what's going on here. Now, my figures are a little different than Dave or Sam's, or John's for that matter. We have about 6 billion on the planet. Maybe that's enough. Maybe I'm not aware of some population growth in some area that they are. They monitor things like that. I don't. But at any rate, we're going to have to go to 9.3 billion people in several decades. And most of those people come from countries that cannot sustain themselves in regards to their food supply. You show me a country that cannot sustain itself in regards to a food supply, and I'll show you a problem. And I'm talking about terrorism, and I'm talking about the Mideast, and I'm talking about the war on terror, and I'm talking about just a lot of problems. They were asking in Libya when there was a fellow that was demonstrating, and he said, or somebody stuck a mic in front of his face and said, are you demonstrating for democracy? He says, no, I want a loaf of bread. So you can tell a hungry people where you cannot sustain that nutrition and that level of food, and you're in a world of hurt. So we have a history in this country, and John Deere has a history in this country. And that history is to provide humanitarian relief where we possibly can with the wherewithal of our farmers and ranchers. Secretary Rodman knows all about this. Sam knows all about it. So does So does Kevin, and certainly your leadership here. So it is a tradition, starting with Eisenhower and the Food for Peace program, that Americans step up. And with our tremendous productivity in agriculture brought by John Deere and this wonderful, and what you're going to be doing down the road, what we have to do is double our ag production. And we do it from a humanitarian standpoint, and we do it from a national security standpoint. Now, I'm on the Agriculture Committee. If you're from Kansas, you're not appointed to the Ag Committee. You're sentenced to it. But it is a pleasant sentence, and I do have the privilege of being ranking. I've been ranking and chairman in the House. Now I'm ranking in the Senate and hope to be chairman. I want you to think about that. And I don't know why anybody would propose a budget that would have deficit reduction that is so severe that would interfere with what we have to do in terms of feeding this country and a troubled and hungry world. And I don't know why we have to be considering tax policy that would be adverse to this. And I sure as heck don't know why we are pouring out regulations left and right from virtually every federal agency, especially the EPA, that would hinder the production of a wonderful company like this. So I could assure you, that all three fronts, Kevin and I and the governor, will be fighting in your behalf. Because, as I say to you, it is not only feeding America, but a troubled and hungry world, a humanitarian legacy that we have had ever since Eisenhower, and in addition, in regards to our national security as well. So God bless you for what you're doing. This is a wonderful facility. I am so happy to be here. Thank you.